That LK mobile.
Name W4SV.
That was easy enough on the name. I hope you're well this morning.
And I'm getting weller by the sip of coffee.
Morning, Patrick. I hope you're well and rested.
He's ready to go another day.
I'm headed into work. I'm going to see if I can stop, see if the Planet Fitness has power. I might stop and take a shower on the way in. Definitely on the way home if they're open.
Commute, Shane?
About 45 minutes. More if there's a lot of traffic.
My commute these days, I used to, when we lived in Tennessee, I grew up here in the Greenville area, and in 2006 moved up to Tennessee-Kentucky line. I was working out in Fort Campbell. Well, I went overseas, but returned. I was embedded with a unit. Went with them, came back, and worked on the fort. But then that work dried up. I went back overseas, spent some time there, then came back and got a job working in Nashville at a big law firm. And it was about a 45-minute to hour commute. I do not miss that. My commute now is from the bedroom to the shack.
It makes it nice. We knew it was going to be a longer commute because I'm still working, but we like it when we're there, except for times right now. I'm a little irritated at my neighborhood association, my property owners association, but that's for another time. But anyway, you must be on a HT or something. You're just about fading in and out. Patrick, you have your cup of coffee or two this morning? You know I'm teasing you.
I had a glass of loop-chilled water.
I set everything to low power to conserve energy over the crisis, and I keep forgetting to turn the power up.
Readable. I just wanted to let you know, just in case. I wasn't sure if you need to go back to low power. That's perfectly fine. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm tired of the... Getting a little tired of the bath in the creek, even though it's refreshing. Just have to keep my head on a swivel. Because I'm afraid that'll be the time a neighbor decides, oh, let's go take a walk in the woods that we never walk in.
No, I've got power restored yesterday, so what's the significance of your neighbors walking in the woods?
Bath in the creek, and they decide to take a walk in areas where they normally aren't. What again for them?
Sands water out of your house now, too?
Why I'm irritated at my property owners association. We're on a community well. We got two wells and a big tank. And I was pushing with a couple other people to get a standby generator and put up on one of those well pumps. And they did a study and came back with a price, and it was very reasonable. We had the money, and it would only raise our yearly fee up by very insignificant. Still cost me less than what I was paying for water and sewer in Greenville every year. I'm only paying half right now. But they decided, they took a vote, and everybody decided, oh, we don't lose power very often, and it's never out for very long, so we don't need that. So here we are. We got the fire department and the sheriff department bringing bottled water to us today, feeling sorry for us. And all these people, some of them have second homes, some of them, this is second properties that they own. And there's people all around, you know, who don't have anything all out in this way, and they could really use it, and yet we're up here getting water because generator on our pumps.
They might rethink that, and another vote might come around. What do you think, Patrick?
Roger that. I think that will be a good idea, because they might have a different tone now.
So, and I'm definitely going to push it. I'm going to make sure I'm available for the next board meeting, but I talked to a couple different neighbors a couple days ago and just kind of mentioned this, you know, maybe we could rethink this. And these are very intelligent people, and both of them were like, well, we don't, you know, one of them goes, I figured the propane would be used up in a day. And I'm like, we're not putting a grill tank propane up there. you're talking about a nice tank that could last for a long time. Plus, it doesn't have to run all the time. It could be put on a float type system. I don't know. I'm a little worried about these people.
Small backup generators that, and it only runs once a week, tests itself and exercises, and then runs when you need it.
And there's a couple of people in the neighborhood that have them on their house, but I don't know. You know, they can get out. They're able to get out, or some of them can go to their other home, you know, in another state or whatever. Good for them. But we got some still working class younger families moving in, and hopefully they will get on board.
To be some people are more equal than others kind of thing. Like, if that's your permanent residence, your vote counts a little more than people who is their second home. I don't know what the answer is. That's very Animal Farm. But, you know, when I don't like, me personally, I don't like other people having a vote on my health and welfare.
With you, Sean, I would have a real issue with it, but I know people got to do what they got to do, and Shane, all I can say is good luck with the stupid factor.
Okay, and I know there are people in a lot worse shape. I know I'm complaining about first world problems, but it's embarrassing to have the fire department and the sheriff's office collecting water for us when every one of these people could probably pay one of these guys' salaries for the year. Not me. I don't know that for sure. I'm just commenting on what I've seen. But yes, I think it is the property owners. It's their responsibility to make sure we're able to survive, not just live comfortably when everything works. There should be backup plans like this. They should not be able to say, well, we're not going to do anything about the water. Good luck, you know. Anyway, enough of that. Sorry about that. N4 ZLK.
Question, do you have the ability to put your own well in and control your own fate there?
I think, I'm pretty sure that's one of the things we, you know, there's a few regulations. You can't have farm animals. You can't have this or that. And I think that you are not allowed to drill your own well. But and that's another thing I'm going to push. I'm going to talk about. You won't let me drill a well, then you need to provide the access to water, or we need to provide the access to water to everybody. So I'm going to double check that. But I'm pretty sure, because no one in the community has their own well. And I think that's one of the stipulations.
Up there. I think even from a legal standpoint, you've got a pretty firm ground to stand on there. So I think you got options. I pray you do, at least. And do you live up close to Patrick or on the way to Patrick?
I'm down the mountain from Patrick on the South Carolina side. Across the mountain, I guess. I'm down near Table Rock, just about 5 miles east of Table Rock.
I'm trying to venture up that way today, if possible. I got a few logistical issues to work out, but if there's something that I can bring up with me, let me know. And worst case, I'll leave it with Patrick, and then you can pick it up.
We're good. We've got some neighbors outside of the neighborhood, some friends that we got some water. It's just, you know, just inconvenient toting it in and filtering it and wastewater and all that. But we're fine. It's just, you know, frustrating that we have to do this. And then to get an email about the donation from the fire department and sheriff's department, that's a little frustrating. Enough is enough. Thank you. And power is working its way towards us. About a mile from the neighborhood now, so maybe it'll come back on today. Anyway, but when the big one happens, you know, we're screwed, except for that pond in the backyard, so. N4ZFK, go ahead, Patrick.
Kane, I just have to say I'm sorry you're having to deal with that, but that's the reason I won't ever live in a subdivision that has a HOA. I like to do my own thing, and I just couldn't do it. I would be at odds with everybody.
It really is a very limited one, except for that kind of stuff, or that issue mainly. So I thought it was going to be different, and it, for the most part it is, but we'll see, and maybe we can get this resolved now too. But thanks, Sean, and thanks, guys, for letting me vent. I know there's people with worse issues, so I'm done. But anyway, I'll be out and about today, probably listening more than anything, because I'm not sure. Still haven't got a grounding strap for that radio in the tractor, so may not be able to get in, but I'll be listening.
Hey, Shane, a couple people I know, they live over your direction, is Tim and Ed. They used to be on here in the morning crew. Have you heard anything out of them?
I know a guy that lives on Tim's street. He's a neighbor. He knows Tim. In fact, I think I have this guy's number, and we were talking just 2 days ago. I ran into him. He's doing some tree work in our neighborhood, and he didn't mention, he said he cleared out the street, and I didn't ask him. I forgot to, but I think they're fine.
Mike, that's the other one I was trying to think of.
I don't remember. Mike and Tim are related, like father-in-law, son-in-law, something like that.
The father and Tim's the son-in-law.
One that lives near. I don't know where Tim lives. I know where what street Mike lives on. And Ed, did you say? I'm not sure about him, where he lives.
Pickens area. Not exactly sure, but I know it's in the Pickens area.
I remember him being on the radio, but I'm not familiar with where he lives. I think Mike is the only one that I know for sure.
Well, keep an ear out for him. If you hear him, let me know, please.
I'll get Rick to check on Mike for me, and I'll let you know.
I'm just trying to check on people. Haven't heard anything from in a while.
Activity besides you and I this morning and Sean?
And Eric and Andrew were in here. This morning, the normal morning crew, Ben and David down in Honeypath or Southern Greenville County.
Right, I'm gonna put the microphone down for a little bit, and hope you have a good day and hope get things accomplished. I did notice last night, that the Mount Mitchell repeater is not doing welfare checks anymore. They're taking information, but he said the state, they have to forward it now to the state. And the state is putting everybody on a list and going by emergency basis. So, like, I asked about a couple that my kids knew, and I got an answer back in, 4 hours. But now they're saying it could be days before the state sends somebody out there. So I'm not sure exactly. I guess I know people are tired and helping out. Maybe they don't want the average person just going out anymore and checking. Anyway, that's what's going on up there.
The government knows better, right?
They're here to help, don't you know, W4SOE.
Demonstrating that, people can't be able to do things on their own. They have to need the government, WTJKT.
My impression was not the only one. Good morning, Eric. Hatton 4ZLK.
Just rolling into my parking spot at the office here. I just filled up my gas cans and topped off the truck and everything. So another day in paradise here.
I'll be listening, but I'm going to back off for a little bit. Patrick, Sean, Eric, have a good day. N4ZLK.
You have a good day and stay safe out there.
Great day. I'm about to shut down here and go to the office as well. So you guys have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you, Patrick, on my way home this afternoon. WTUJKT.
And I should be around. KO4HK.
Patrick, W4SOE.
Okay, I'm still here, Sean.
Bougie coffee maker, a.k.a. a Carrick, sent me out another cup of coffee. But I tell you what, I bought this little, kind of on a whim, I bought this little butane stove. When I was stationed in Korea in the Army, I saw these things and I was impressed and then subsequently forgot about them. And the canisters looked kind of like a metal spray can, like a paint can, or it's that size. Thing was like, I think it was like $60, and it came with 7 cans of fuel. And true story, he came in, and the wife was like, "What are you gonna use that for?" You know, how women do. I'm like, "Trust me, probably we'll never use it, but it's here in case we are." Man, she cooked so many meals on that in the past 4 days. It was a good little piece of kit, and only went through 1 can of fuel.
Have to send me a picture of that little thing. It'd be handy to have around. But so far here at the house, we've done pretty good. A couple things we could have changed and done different, but nothing too major.
Yeah, I think his name's Eric. Man, I'm still learning everybody's name. I think it was Eric, but I think I had a pretty solid plan overall. I mean, I was able to keep my radios up and keep the refrigerator cold. I didn't run it all day with this little 5 kW generator from Harbor Freight, of all places. But I found some holes, right? And I got data points. Now I can go, okay, and this is where I need to plug these holes and, kind of keep quality of life a little better. And you know how it is. We're men, we can live like cavemen, most of us anyway, but we got to keep the wife and the kids, as comfortable as possible within reason.
My wife fusses at me about keeping too comfortable sometimes.
She's a good woman, then.
I have to give her that one. She's been good to me and put up with a lot.
Fortunate, I've been with this woman for 30 years. And, or she's been with me, let's put it that way. Sometimes I pinch myself because I'm like, I don't know what I did to deserve it, but she's here. She don't give me a hard time about antennas, or nothing. And, now, sometimes she would say, you're on the radio an awful lot. I do a lot of work on HF, just piddling. I do Army Mars, so we have a lot of nets. And, but then she saw, what happened this week, and I think it kind of, it all came together in her head, why I do what I do, and why I enjoy it, right? Like, for me, radio with purpose is ham radio for me. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't do, a lot of DX. I don't talk to strange men on my air. Hi. But, fairness and radio with purpose is where it's at for me.
Yeah, I love the preparedness part of it, and I like to get on here. I'm on here on the 610 all the time, and I don't do much HF at all. I have the capabilities. I have the general class. I do monitor some stuff, but the DX and thing of it doesn't do it for me. This is what I got into the hobby for, is what we're doing right now.
The DX part doesn't excite me, although it is exciting when you talk to someone in, Africa, right? They just come up for chance on the air or something like that. That's neat. It's fun. Last year I worked 100 countries during the year without trying, and I don't have a really high antenna. My antenna is Invis height, right, and it's mostly for local and regional comms, regional being probably Texas over to Florida, and it's more than sufficient, right, and I was taking a lot of traffic off of HF and moving it up to Mitchell. So it definitely served its purpose.
I like to have the 2 meter for local, and then like Chad and I like to call it the gas tank mode, and then just a little bit further out, like you say, regional, the southeast. And that way you can get out and cover most of the country and get help, you know. Nowadays, you know, that's where most everything is going to be, just like this time. As long as I can get to another state, you know, if I can get to Georgia or, you know, the other side of Tennessee or up in Kentucky, you know, that kind of thing, you know, we can get help. You know, we can get information out to get what we need. So that does it for me. That's what I like about this is there's so many rabbit holes or facets of it, you can just go anywhere.
For SOE, yeah, I'd say it's the hobby of a thousand hobbies. There's a lot to do. And now, we're lucky, you know, not all the repeaters didn't get knocked offline. And I think that's where HF shines in a lot of areas, but also, you know, getting help in from out of the region, you know, because there's a lot of unaffected regions that, you know, want to help and work, move traffic in and out, right, and help coordinate supplies and help. And with HF, you're not reliant on any infrastructure, especially infrastructure that you don't control. So it has its purpose and its place in my comm plan overall, right? I maintain my radio, I maintain my antenna, and with those two things, I can get out locally. Like I said, I run my antenna in an Invis configuration, so I can talk across town, or I can talk across the state, you know, most days. And then the 2 meters, UHF, VHF certainly has a very important role. Even if it's simplex, it's just point to point. If you're working in the same area and you need to communicate,
it sounds like you and I are kind of on the same page for things. And as back to the wife there, you referred to me being young yesterday. Wife and I have been married 28 years. We've been together 31.
I think as I get old, I feel like everybody's younger than me. Don't worry, it's a compliment. It's not an insult. we might even be the same age. I'm 52, so just as I get longer in the tooth, I feel like everybody's younger than me.
I'm not far behind you. I'm 49, so we're about the same age. But you know, it was amazing to see how the hobbies came together, because just like you and I, we didn't know each other at all before this. But here we are working together and getting out what we can and doing everything we can to further support everybody else in the hobby, too.
I feel like I've known you for a while. It's kind of weird. Mother just woke up. I'm going to go make her a cup of coffee. I'll be back in 5 minutes. W4SOE.
We'll be around. My son and his girlfriend just got here, so they're going to take a shower and get cleaned up, and I'll probably head on up to the church here for long.
674, is that okay?
Jane?
I'm sitting here listening, and I got to jump in. I'm too social. First of all, young man, what radio station are you station or base that when you're doing that during the day?
HKX. I am based at Anchor, which is AM 720. And you should be able to receive it down there pretty good. It's a 100,000 watt station, so they've got really good coverage.
The reason I asked, John K4WCL texted me last night and asked if you were at WNCW or something, Western North, I guess that's a public television. But he said he was hearing, they said they were giving updates from listening to ham radio reports about fuel and grocery stores and things like that. He was just curious if you were there.
That one, but I did get word to a friend of mine that's on up in Asheville yesterday, and he is a fire department up in there, So we're today he wants to try to make connection between another church up there so we can get supplies from the one I'm at, because this is a bigger one, moving supplies around for them. So we're going to work on that this morning and see if we can't make contact with them and get that set up.
Everybody up there and everybody around here really appreciates what you're doing. You are doing a fantastic job. In fact, I'm in a Signal app group of those guys from Georgia that I got to know going down there at night. There's probably 50 or 60 hams from a club down there that are all in this group, and not all of them speak, but there's, you know, there's ones that are more vocal. But John mentioned you specifically, your call and your name, about how impressed he was with what was going on up here on this repeater. So, and I concur. We really appreciate what you've been doing.
I really ain't doing nothing. I don't feel like I am, because I didn't do anything other than just sit down and start having conversations with people and start taking notes to relay information out. I never intended for it to be anything like this, but that said, I'm just a relay. I couldn't do any of it without every one of the guys out in the road in the area relaying information back. There's no way I could sit here and do all that.
I know what you're saying, but you also are giving up a lot of your time when you could be out doing other stuff. So, you know, I know you've got damage and things up there that you have to deal with, and yet you're pretty much giving up your whole day. So, again, thank you, and I will not say anything more about it. Heading for ZLK.
I appreciate it. I'm not one to look for accolades. I'd rather just do it in the back, but there's no way to do this in the back, so here we are.
Y'all appreciate it. And it looks like, I'm looking here at Planet Fitness. Looks like they have power. I might be able to get a nice shower. If not right now, later on. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, if you talk to John or can get a message to him, tell him I did get his email and I responded to it, but I don't know if he's received that or not.
Contact him through that Signal app or send him a text message. I should be able to. I will do it. N4ZLK.
I can send him my contact information.
Months until he retires, and then he'll be moving up this way permanently at some point. So, selling their home in Georgia and coming up to his home here at Sunset Community.
And I'm assuming they made it back to Atlanta okay, so I hadn't heard any different. So, but Shane, I am going to jump off here. Like I said, my son and his girlfriend are here. They're going to get cleaned up, and I'm going to talk to them for a little bit. I haven't been able to spend any time with him in the last couple days. So you be careful out there, and I'll be monitoring if you need anything. KO4HK, 73.
Patrick, and yeah, he made it. They made it home last night. Hello to you, your son, his girlfriend, and Elise. We'll talk to you later. M4 said okay.